Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm now commenting on the way the United Kingdom government forbade certain people from entering the UK who had attempted to address the Uniting the Kingdom rally. I attended that in my capacity as an amateur journalist. I don't sympathise with their cause. A lot of rhetoric is misguided, distasteful, some of it even inflammatory, and all the rest of it. Okay, so I go to that. I go to far left protests. I've been to meeting the Scottish Socialist Party. I've been to, you know, marches in commemoration of the IRA, even though I'm totally against them. It's preposterous just because I was there. Yeah, that's suggestive approbation. It's not. Okay, so going back to this, 11 people, so-called far right agitators, were blocked from entering the United Kingdom. So far right is a pejorative term. I mean, I don't know of anyone who calls himself or herself far right. There are people there wearing t-shirts saying not far right. And the so-called far right is not right wing at all. It's not that they're particularly capitalist or monarchist or conservative or traditional. I'm not sure what you say would be right wing in some other way. And often they're more libertarian. Right wing is often accused of being authoritarian and so forth. Now, it's a rich irony that United the Kingdom, which is all about nationalism, wanted foreign speakers. Because if foreigners are bad, you don't want them coming in, then that would include this place. Isn't that be foreign interference? If it's some cause you don't like, then you would have said that. It's not necessarily anti-European Union. They don't actually mention the EU anymore, United Kingdom, but I would suspect the vibe is very much Eurosceptic. So Eva Vlaardingen-Broek, this sexy Dutch woman, lawyer, she was due to address it and she was banned some months ago, and the decision cannot be appealed, which seems harsh. Now, I don't like her rhetoric, she wants to deport immigrants, but I think from the Netherlands, I think she needs Dutch citizens. What are they even born in the Netherlands to foreign parents? Another point, her husband's Italian. Does that mean he should be allowed to the Netherlands, or should she be allowed to Italy? Poor child, being half and half, should her baby be kicked out of the Netherlands? So it's also ludicrous and actually worrying. Anyway, so the police were there. There was no trouble that I saw. And so it goes. He says, now, Sakir said the organizer are peddling hate and division. Okay. All right. Now, I don't think I saw or heard anything hateful, but you know, I was only there for a few minutes. I did see the Confederate flag, you know, the Confederacy, which broke away from the United States in 1861 in order to try and keep black people in thraldom. And that's usually bad news because it's often associated with white supremacism. Okay, I only saw one of them. I can't blame everybody there because that was displayed. What else? Now, one thing is, you know, hits the mark on, yes, it is divisive. We have a gamut of opinions that necessarily divides people unless we're going to have a monolith, unless we're going to have totalitarianism, which obviously would suit Labour down to the ground. So you disagree with me, I disagree with you, I vocalise my viewpoint, but how come it's not the left that's divisive or whatever? You know, those who want to open the borders have unchecked immigration. Isn't that divisive? That would annoy people on the other side. I'm actually maybe centrist on the immigration debate. I'm not against immigration, legal immigration. Obviously, I recognise Irish Republic, UK, we need immigration. Roughly 2,000 net per year in the United Kingdom. That's about right, yeah? And people who come illegally should be booted out. There might be exceptional cases where I say, okay, we should let the person stay anyway, and so forth. So I don't think immigration's the end of the world. Always has happened, always shall has happened. Have to keep within sensible limits and have desirable individuals. Not discriminate against a race or faith of those who are admitted. There was certainly some critique of Islam there, shading into Islamophobia, from what I heard. Yeah, somebody would say that was hate speech. Now, Stephen Yaxley Lennon, who goes by the alias of Tommy Robinson, said, Keir Starmer's regime are the enemy of the British people. Descend on London. Well, I agree with them. Starmer's regime is the enemy of the British people, but I think Yaxley Lennon is even worse, and so on. So the 11 people are forbidden to come include Valentina Gomez, and she's an American woman, and she has engaged in the most repulsive anti-Muslim rhetoric. So I, you know, hold no brief for her. But again, I'm a bit reluctant to forbid her to come. I know the United Kingdom is not obliged to let people in because she can still have spread a message from abroad anyway. I suppose it's more cuisant if she's saying it there in person. So the Home Secretary simply has to say this person's not conducive to the public good. But how is it that they were so could so easily forbid Eva Flaringhebrug for coming in, who's never committed any crime, but the UK government isn't able to prevent tens of thousands of undocumented people crossing the channel illegally, rather than this lawyer coming through a legal port of entry, and so on. And even today's the European Union, Geert Wilders, a Dutch politician, the second most popular politician in the Netherlands, he wasn't even allowed into the UK. And then once he would land, he was kicked out. So much for freedom of movement, so they take it away when it suits them. All right. Now, Geert Wilders, to be sure, his rhetoric was nauseating, was very anti-Muslim, very anti-Arab more broadly, whether you're a Muslim or Christian, viciously anti-Palestinian, applauding countless atrocities against the Palestinian people. So I despise him, and so on. Okay. There we go on. And so some football fans may have gone to that as well. But, I just have my doubts about forbidding people from coming into the UK. I mean, I could be persuaded there might be an extraordinarily strong case not to let people in. What say you? And yeah, this is sort of like Trumpism. Say, well, if you express an opinion that we don't concur with, that's it. You're not going to be allowed right in, and so forth. So the United Kingdom rally, perhaps an ironic title and that is quite divisive insofar as left-wingers revile what the United Kingdom rally says. Stephen Yaxley Leonard is against illegal immigration, who went illegally himself to the United States admittedly on holiday using somebody else's passport. Who, of course, got caught and jailed for it. Who's a violent criminal, been in prison several times, including for stalking a woman, a journalist who reported on him. So he's very bad news. And despite his criminal record, been welcomed to the US by the Trump administration, been welcomed to Israel because he indulges in the most loathsome anti-Muslim rhetoric. And he was part of the English Defence League, which is really certainly an anti-Islam thing. Okay, there was one Muslim in it, but he was maybe just thick. Word to log or insane. What else has Yaxley Leonard done? Then he, several years ago, he seemed to be more reasonable, said he's not against all Muslims and Muslims at his wedding. And then he's back to his old ways. So I can't quite figure him out. Does he believe what he says? He's quite dim as well. Or is it an affectation? Is he just so utterly cynical he'll say anything? He's maybe not anti-Muslim, but he'll say anti-Muslim things because he thinks it's in furtherance of his career, its notoriety, its money, and so on. So yeah, I hold no a brief for him certainly. Do you think it was right for Shabana Mahmood to forbid these people? I believe ultimate decisions up to the Home Secretary. What say you? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.